السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید المصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد، قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم: املک علیک لسانک وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك، او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, those who listen over receivers and also today Channel Islam and Radio Ansar, since it is the holiday season and everywhere that you go the talk and discussion centers around where you are going to spend your holidays. Are you leaving the country, going overseas, or will you be somewhere locally visiting some tourist spots? Where will you be spending your holidays? So it's a very, very relevant subject. And always I mention this Hadith Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam around this time in the month of December. We all believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as being the final messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has said, there is great khair and great goodness for us. Whether we can understand the hikmat and wisdom behind his sayings and teachings or not, but whatever he said is what was revealed to him by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala is the creator of man. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of jinn. Allah Ta'ala is creator of the angels. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech, with our heart, liver and lungs. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has blessed us with our wealth. Even though we may say that we worked very, very hard, but who is it that gave us the strength in our body to work? Who is it that gave us the intelligence to make use of, to earn our livelihood? So Allah Ta'ala is the one who is the creator, and he knows best what is the best for us. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam conveyed it to us. Now in a Jumu'ah bayan, in a few minutes, you cannot discuss the whole of deen. So therefore we select some topical matter. And all the time we think that what is topical is the politics of the world. There is no doubt that there is a place for politics, and Islam does not separate politics from deen. Islamic politics is something else. Islamic economics is something else. Islam does not prohibit us from progressing in the field of technology and sciences. As I mentioned last night also in the Majlis of Zikr, that we have just for cell phone technology, we have thousands of people who are dedicated to nothing else but coming up with some new feature in the cell phone. In the same way with new model cars, there's always so many people that are occupied in nothing else but day and night thinking of what new feature we can come up with in the new model that we are going to launch. So Sharia doesn't stop us if that cell phone technology is of use to man. Why should Allah Ta'ala stop us? All these things that we are now receiving through technology, it was there intended to make our lives a little more comfortable, to make communication a little more speedier. However, when it is being used for wrong purposes, instead of constructive purposes, when we use it for destructive purposes, then that's where Shariat comes in and says that now you must draw the line. So like that, we sometimes seem to misunderstand whenever such kind of talks are given. We seem to think that here these people are against science and technology. Who can be against science and technology? Allah Ta'ala created the whole universe for us. The sun, the moon and the stars and everything is subjugated. Who else is going to make use of all that technology? Do the angels require the sun, the moon and the stars? Allah Ta'ala created it for our benefit. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he said was wahi. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it was wahi that came to him. He did not speak out of his own whim and fancy. So therefore this Hadith Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is very, very relevant, especially in these days of Christmas and holidays. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a sahabi of his, Hazrat Uqba bin Amir, and this is a Hadith of Tirmizi Sharif. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, man najat. What is it in which I can get salvation? Now this is what their concern was, that how can we get salvation? If a person is suffering from cancer, is suffering from arthritis, is suffering from rheumatism, is suffering from heart disease and problems, then all the time he is listening or is reading who has got some kind of solution to this problem. And if he has to find somebody and say, well, now we have discovered the medication that can cure this problem overnight, then even if it means that this person has to travel thousands of miles, he will undertake the journey just so that he may get that cure for that sickness and disease which is crippling him. So like that, there are certain spiritual diseases which cripple a person. His iman sometimes goes away. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they asked him, what is it that can give us salvation? Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam could have given a very lengthy speech. But that was not the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that give very lengthy speeches and bayans, and at the end of the day nothing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in very, very short nasihats, very few lengthy bayans you'll get of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Generally it was the advice that was suited for the person that was questioning, but there was benefit in it for the entire creation. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if you want najat, if you want salvation, if you want a cure and a solution to this problem, so then, in this world and for the akhirat, then there are many things, there are many, many things. But he said, Amlik alayka lisanak, which means that you must control your tongue. Most of the people who have slipped in this world have slipped because of this tongue. Whether it is youth leaders of the African National Congress or any other party, or whether it's presidents of countries, or whether it's prime ministers, whoever it may be, many a time even ulama, the slip comes when there is no control over the tongue. But when a person thinks before speaking, so then the person is not going to make a slip. Because some of those slips, they are so dangerous that the person's iman also goes away. So many words we utter with our tongue, we are unconcerned what we have said. I think I mentioned that one sister of ours, Allah Ta'ala give her hidayat, and let's hope she read again kalima, and I'm sure she did. But she said that the South African constitution gives us more rights than the Quran Sharif gives us. Now is this iman? Is this not a slip that takes away even your iman? There are so many statements like that I can quote. And it's not fairy tales. I've received letters, telephone calls, and this is what many of them say. Things like this, when they are being abused by the husband, they are being abused, then at that time they lose control of their language also. Now we are not condoning in any way that abuse of the husbands, which is leading to this kind of statements by those wives. And on the other hand, there are many husbands who are being abused by the wives. It's not only a one-way street. So there the husbands are giving such kind of statements. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that you must become the malik, amlik. In other words, that you should be the master over your tongue. Don't let your tongue be your master. You must master. You must be the master. You must be the one who controls. You must be the one who decides what to speak or not. Therefore, he says, amlik alayka lisanak. Now, so many different weaknesses of the tongue have been mentioned by Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, and in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even in the Quran Sharif, we can deduce from those ayat. So therefore, the first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, that if you want najat, then amlik alayka lisanak. Now, we will say, how is this relevant to this holiday season that you were talking about? It's very, very relevant. Because there are so many people whom we do not even meet in our entire year. The whole year goes by, we don't meet them. But when it comes to holidays, then we meet them. And also in holidays, we travel out. So there are many strangers that we meet. There are many people we meet in the aeroplanes. There are many people we meet in the lounges. There are many people whilst we are driving, then we confront them. There are many indifferent ways we meet more people when it comes to holidays, because now we're outside. So at that time, the person has to exercise even more control over this tongue of his, because sometimes it is road rage where the person just blurted out one statement and next thing there was war. There are taxi feuds and battles. There are so many other things which leads to murders and killings when there is no control over this tongue. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah lays that beautiful share, the meaning of which is that, O Allah, Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas agar ek khut khar mein hu. That, O Allah, in your beautiful garden, there's nothing but beautiful roses with beautiful fragrances. The only one who is a thorn is myself. In other words, how much of harm I have caused through my tongue, through my hands, through my feet. So therefore this tongue, he says, exercise control over it. Because one kalima la ilaha illallah and the person is a Muslim. And one statement of kufr and the person is outside Islam. So how important it is, the control of this tongue. Then again that same tongue, one nice word and the person puts a smile on his face and is cheerful and is happy. And that same tongue we go and make ghibat of somebody and that word reaches the person, this person was talking bad about you. And look at the anger that comes. Or sometimes whilst talking to the person and you say something and it boils the person's temperature. That incident I mentioned many times, that where that Allah Wala was reading on the side of the bed of a sick person and one philosopher was there. So that philosopher said, what is this? You're just reading and blowing. How can that help in any way? Now again, don't misunderstand. It doesn't mean that you mustn't take medication. We must always understand everything, put everything in its proper perspective. There are certain examples which are given. Does not mean now that that person who was reading and blowing, what he meant is that if any sickness now, only go to somebody to read and blow and don't take any medication. It doesn't mean that. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. That there is effect in dua also and there's effect in dawa also. But the cure of the patient is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore he says, that what is this, just reading and blowing? So the Allah wala turned towards him and said, you stupid, you monkey, you donkey, you silly person. Now this person who was just now smiling and talking, suddenly got very angry and all puffed up and he wants to hit this Allah wala. So he said, hold on, I just replied to your question. That a few words of mine and it changed your whole temperature and your mood. Just now you were smiling and talking. Now suddenly you're so angry and puffed up. What did I do? I blew a few words on you. The blowing of few of my words can have such an effect on you. And the blowing of the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on somebody cannot have an effect. So therefore he says that amlik alayka lisanak. Now we can go on discussing this, but I want to go on to the next point. Wal yasa'aka baituk. So therefore I said that this first point is also very relevant in the holidays. And at all times, not only during the holidays. When we come to the next point, and that is, the meaning of which is, that let your home suffice for you. Let you find spaciousness in your home. Whether that home is small, whether it is big, whether it is a shack or whether it is a mansion. Whatever kind of accommodation you have, if the person has got a taluk and nisbat of Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then this person will find spaciousness even in that home. How many people have lived in very, very small homes? We lived for many years in two small rooms, wooden iron building for many years. But we found so much of spaciousness in there. So it is what you have got in your heart that will make you find spaciousness. So we say, how is this relevant? It means that spend as much time as possible within your homes. Now we'll say this is the holidays. So therefore, you must always be outside. Always be outside. There is no question of always being outside. Go with the children, go with the family, places where there is a little bit of privacy and you can have exercise and have some picnic. Nobody stops again. But where the person just wants to be out in the bazaars, in the malls, in the shopping complexes, just the person is passing time in all those places. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that you must spend more time in your home. That is the explanation given by Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah and others. That this person must spend more time in his home. We don't have much time with our children. Throughout the year, the person is so occupied. And in these days, even the mothers are so occupied. They have no time. They see the children in the morning and they're gone. And when they come in the evening, they are also tired. And the children are also tired and sleepy. So this is the time now, if the people are on holiday, then spend more time with your children. And even during the year, we should be spending sufficient time with the children. We don't leave our children for their education and knowledge in the hands of everybody else. How many of them, both parents are gone? Due to circumstances, due to a need, there is a desperate, genuine need where the wife has to supplement the salary of the husband, or to help in assisting to pay the rent, light and water bills. Then we will say that's exceptions, but we don't make exceptions the rule. Today every little, or every person who has got some kind of degree and qualification, straight away it's the marketplace, the shopping centers and complexes, and unconcerned where the children are. The whole day we don't see them, whole week we don't see them. And then when those children become involved and engaged in sins and vices, or they get caught up in wrong company, then we blame the ulama for that, that they should find some solution to the problem. The duty was of the parents. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Amlik alayka lisanak, have complete control over your tongue. Exercise complete control. And the second thing is that spend time at home. Don't go out of your homes unnecessarily. These are times of fitnas. If a person needs something, then he makes a list out, goes to the shop, goes and buys what he wants and returns home. But if the person is told, now you spend your whole day in this shopping complex, in this marketplace, and enjoy yourself, have fun, entertainment and pleasure the whole day. Now is that Islam? Is that Shariat? And we are talking about Islam, Islam all the time. If we are going to tell our women folk, our sisters and our mothers, and even our men folk, that unnecessarily spend all your time in the bazaars, then look at the number of fitnas that the person is going to get caught up in. Do we have control over our gazes? Do we have control over our tongues? Do we have control over our hearts? So what we are really inviting towards is that come outside and watch as much haram as you can. Now we will say, no, we are not of that category. We are very pious, very, very pious. So each one of us must question our own selves, look into our own hearts, that how much of control do we have over our tongues and our eyes and our hearts. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that this home which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given to you is a great ni'mat. And in these days of recession and depression and all kinds of problems, everybody is complaining. Even those people who used to ask us to spend freely, they used to say, come and take any amount of credit cards that you want. Look at the number of credit cards that were issued very recently by these very same banks. They were issuing it left, right and center. You didn't even require much credibility to obtain those credit cards. They themselves are now saying that we must exercise control. Don't just go on shopping sprees and don't use these cards so freely, because afterwards these debts are going to catch up with you. Then your house will go, your cars will go and everything will go. Then the person will be crying, because even the jobs are not safe anymore. Look at the number of retrenchments around the world. Don't think South Africa is very safe. Everyone knows what is the unemployment rate in South Africa. So look at the beauty and the wisdom of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he says that don't go outside unnecessarily. He's saying spend as much time in your home. But within the home also, it is with the children, with the wife. Engage yourself in reading some good literature, listening to some good programs. It's not that they again within the home, that the person now has got videos and TVs and movies and everything to pass times. So he says, Maulana said, must spend as much time within our home. So alhamdulillah, I'm inside my home. From morning till evening, I watch all the Hollywood and Bollywood films now. So in the home, the person must now talk to his children, engage in some good discussion, educate, learn, improve one's quality of life, make islah. If the person is in the field of engineering, then he reads books of engineering, nothing wrong. The person is in the field of medicine and is reading books on medicine. The woman is in baking, cooking, and now she is spending time looking up some books, some recipes. In other words, anything that is permissible, occupy yourself, be happy. Sharia doesn't say you must be sulky and gloomy the whole day. Joke, laugh with the parents, with the children. But spend the time, don't unnecessarily go out to the shopping complex and malls, otherwise we'll get mauled in those malls. They are like wolves. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was questioned by one sahabi, which is the worst place and which is the best place. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, hold on, I will ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked, he said, go and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, I'll ask Allah Ta'ala and inform you. And when he came back, he said, the best place is the masjid and the worst place is the bazaar. Now, if we say the worst place is the bazaar, does that again now mean that the person mustn't go for his livelihood to the bazaar? The person must go to the marketplace. He has to go. He's a businessman, he'll have to go. Professional person will have to go. The farmer will have to go to his farm. So Sharia doesn't stop that. What is intended here is that unnecessarily, if we are going to pass our time in these bazaars and marketplaces and shopping complexes, then believe me, we are going to get caught up in fitnas no matter how much we try to cover up. Our girls are going to disappear, our sometime wives are going to disappear, and our sons are also going to disappear. Where they're going to disappear, that you can conclude yourself, because we deal with cases all the time. And then we will sit and cry. Then we will say abortions are increasing in the Muslim society. Then we will say marriages are breaking down because of infidelity. Then we will complain of lots of other things. But we are not going to complain about ourselves, that who was the cause of it. Take your children and go with and buy whatever is necessary and return home. And why burn the heart unnecessarily? Look at the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How lovely and how beautiful. If only we can go into the depths of what he is saying. How much of wisdom there is and how much of compassion and mercy and kindness there is in it for everyone. Even the rich person, he cannot buy everything that is in the marketplace. If the richest person also goes to the marketplace, he can't buy everything. Where is he going to stock it, even if he can afford it? And generally, every person is not a multimillionaire and a billionaire. Now the person is going to the shopping complexes and the malls. Now he's going to pass by so many items. Items of furniture, items of electrical equipment, items of this and items of that. And so much of other kinds of things that will dazzle his eyes. New technology or different kinds of cell phones, different kinds of cars, different models of cars. Now if the person says must pass his time outside, keep on visiting the shopping complexes and the bazaars, when his heart is going to burn every time he's going to see somebody pulling out one car from that showroom, it's, I can't afford it. Every time he'll see somebody filling up his trolley, supermarket trolley, up to the brim, then he'll keep making, I can't afford it. Then why cause taklif to the heart for nothing? Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wisdom. You need something, go to the bazaar, go to the marketplace, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, half an hour, whatever is required. Make a list, buy it, or while passing casually, you picked up something, put it in the trolley and come out of it. But to say that whole day, come and enjoy yourself and pass your time and have fun and entertainment, then that is definitely not what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is advising us. So whose advice are we going to take seriously? Are we going to take the advice of our friends, our parents, our children, our family members? Are we going to take their advice seriously, or are we going to take Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's advice seriously? This is where the test is. To talk and give speeches is very, very simple and easy. Everyone is using the name of Islam today. Who is not using the name of Islam? When we want to market some product also, we use the name of Islam. Our jalsas, our conventions, seminars, and everything is in the name of Islam. And many of us have made Islam nothing but a means of livelihood. Islam has become a means of livelihood. I'm not saying it is haram again to sell some tapes or to sell some books or to be an agent or for some Hajj and travel tours. That is all permissible. All I am saying is that so many places we use the name of Islam. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is telling us, and he is what, or whatever he is saying is Islam. Now he is telling us that let your home be spacious. That means find comfort in your home. Don't go out unnecessarily. There must be a reason for why you are going. Even if you want to go and see the gardens, you want to see the mountain, you want to see the ships, you want to see something, there's some reason that you are going there, so that you may improve your health, or you may breathe in the fresh air, or you may look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That's permissible. But the shopping complexes from this end to that end, the person is just going to walk and do what? He'll just keep making high of sores. High mara. Mere paas nahi hai paisa. So what is the purpose of that? And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Wabki ala khatiyadi. Now again, this second issue we can go on discussing, and inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, we will discuss again someday. Because it's important, and the peace and happiness and contentment will come into our own hearts. Instead of making the children restless, making our wives restless, and getting restless ourselves, Because when we are going to take the children unnecessarily to all those shopping complexes, what's going to happen? Daddy, please buy me this. Daddy, please buy me that. Mummy, please give me this. Mummy, please buy me that. Now she's performing. The child is crying and screaming and the mother is beating the child. You think money grows on tree? You think money grows on trees? So then why did you bring the child here to show all those things unnecessarily? Go there how much is necessary. Now is this not subject topical? Is this not something relevant to our times? Like Jeddah, there's so much of shopping malls that say very soon for each Haji there'll be one mall. The amount of goods the Haji purchases, that each Haji will require one mall very soon. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then says, Wabki ala khatiyatik, and cry over your mistakes and sins. He says, that is salvation. If you really want salvation of this world and the akhirat, then cry over your sins. There must be no smile and laugh and enjoyment in sins. That person has got nothing to do with Islam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Quran and Sunnah, the person who enjoys sins. We don't say a person is pious or is of everyone will be of such a caliber that they will never commit any sin, even though great people can commit sins. But the difference is that if we make a mistake, we committed some accidental sin, then cry over it. Shed tears of repentance, remorse and regret before Allah Ta'ala. He is very loving, very compassionate, very merciful, very kind. He dearly, dearly loves forgiveness of sins. But what he does not like is persistence and obstinance. That the person is enjoying sins and he's got no remorse and no regret. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of understanding these nasihats of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For if we implement it in our lives, we are going to be the beneficiaries, nobody else. But of course this comes together with namaz, roza, zakat, hajj and the fulfillment of the rights and obligations and duties upon the person with regards to his wife, children, family and everything else. May Allah remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and the problem of the ummah around the world and also mankind around the world. Wherever there is drought, famine and other kinds of disasters, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must assist and help those people who are in difficulties and remove the pain and problem and suffering. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.